With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At least 215 deaths resulting from Hurricane Helene. The Carolinas especially hard hit. The disaster still unfolding. In relation to that, FEMA, under Biden-Harris management, is drawing fire for being MIA.
The Biden-Harris administration has used more than $1 billion tax dollars to provide services for illegals rather than Americans in need of disaster relief. And information obtained from FEMA's own website, the group allocated nearly $364 million in the fiscal year 2023 and $650 million for the 2024 fiscal year to the Shelter and Services Program to, quote, provide humanitarian services to non-citizen migrants following their release from the Department of Homeland Security. This comes as DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims that FEMA doesn't have the money to make it through the remainder of the hurricane season and would like Congress to approve more money for the government organization. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
It's back to the docks for tens of thousands of port workers from Maine to Texas.
The union representing 45,000 striking U.S. dock workers across the country has reached a deal to suspend their strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new six-year contract. The union, the International Longshoremen's Association, is to resume working immediately, at least until January.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel is not backing down, pounding Beirut's southern suburbs with massive airstrikes overnight. Israelis also bombed the daylights out of a West Bank terrorist stronghold. A senior Israeli army commander says this will not stop until the terrorist enemy has been annihilated and Israelis can live in safety and security in northern Israel. Stand by for the government's September jobs report. That's due out later this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 19 points. This is SRN News. A battle over taxes in Michigan.
A state appeals court says Woodside Bible Church in Forrester cannot claim a tax exemption on property that serves recreational purposes. At issue is a lodge on the banks of Lake Huron that the church uses for retreats. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the activities that take place at the lodge are not sufficiently religious to qualify for an exemption. Tax battles between churches and localities are cropping up all over the U.S. as some local governments seek additional revenues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's Republican Attorney General is appealing a judge's ruling that the state's abortion ban is unconstitutional. Attorney General Chris Carr's office filed a legal motion Wednesday asking the Georgia Supreme Court to reinstate the law that bars most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy while the court considers the state's appeal. The Fulton County Superior Court judge ruled Monday that the ban in place since 2022 violates women's rights to liberty and privacy. This tax season, more Americans will be able to exclaim, if it's free, it's for me.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. The Direct File program allows taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the IRS directly without using commercial tax preparation software. In the 2025 tax season, more than 30 million people in 24 states will be eligible to participate. The program was rolled out as a pilot program for the 2024 tax season in 12 states. The IRS says the program will be permanent and that they are working to expand taxpayer eligibility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Republican challenger David McCormick have held their first debate. One thing they agree on, they oppose the sale of U.S. Steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. More details, SRNNews.com.